This week on Indian Times, Dee Ketchum, former chief of the Delaware Tribe of Indians in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, is now a consultant with the tribe. Ketchum said the Delaware tribe has a problem that most other tribes don't. They are under the jurisdiction of another tribe.
The Delaware tribe has been here since 1867. The federal government moved our tribe here and put us kind of right on top of the Cherokee Nation. A few years ago, you know, we've been on again, off again with our federal recognition, and each time we would get reinstated by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, it seemed like the Cherokee Nation would sue us and we would win, and then we'd lose, and then we'd win again. But we got restored in 2009. But in order to do that, our chief at that time signed a memorandum of understanding with the Cherokee Nation, because we reorganized through the Oklahoma Indian Welfare Act. They required us to sign an agreement with the Cherokee Nation that all our funding and all our grants would go through the Cherokee Nation. We could not put any land in trust because the 14 counties the Cherokee Nation claims as their jurisdiction, we could not put land in trust without their authority. Nor if we started any businesses, then we'd have to pay them a tribal tax. And so our council, on July the 2nd, 2012, with our new chief, the council decided that enough's enough after 145 years of fighting with the Cherokee Nations to relocate to our old reservation lands in Kansas. We're only about 20 miles from the Kansas border. As a matter of fact, we have a few years ago, had a child care facility there in Caney, Kansas, and we presently have two business operations now that are operating out of that building.
Kansas officials recognize that reestablishing the tribe there could be a win-win.
We have met with the governor's staff in Kansas. We've met with Kansas City, Kansas Mayor, Tonganoxie Mayor, Bonner Springs Mayor, and also the Leavenworth mayor and council. We got a wonderful reception from all of those. We would move our tribal headquarters and be a resident tribe of Kansas. We would keep our location here in Oklahoma as we have buildings and so forth here. All of our people are not going to move back to Kansas, but we'd have a location here in Oklahoma for activities and so forth, so we don't want to interrupt that.
Besides the economic reasons for relocating the tribe back to its original lands, there is also a personal and communal connection.
We had to leave behind a lot of our ancestors that were buried there, who died there, and so consequently it gives us an opportunity to return back to that portion where our ancestors had been buried, and that's one phase, obviously, but it involves just as much as that. It involves economic development. We're not able to do anything here in Oklahoma because of the Cherokees claiming the jurisdictional area in the 14 counties. We're right on top of that in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Ketchum attributes the proposed move to a new attitude and a new chief.
This chief, Paula Pachonik, has in the council, has decided enough's enough. Let's just relocate and provide our people with what they deserve to have, because we've been doing without for so many years.
That was Dee Ketchum, tribal member and consultant to the Delaware tribe, who are negotiating to move back to their former tribal lands in Kansas. In other news, the Cherokee Nation has announced plans to build a new 100-bed hospital and two new clinics, as well as refurbish two clinics now in use. The announcement was made Thursday. Tribal officials estimate that construction will take place during the next 2 to 3 years in eastern Oklahoma. The money will come primarily from the tribe's casino profits and represent the largest healthcare capital investment in tribal history. Cherokee Chief Bill John Baker says once the projects are finished, no Cherokee citizen will need to drive more than 30 miles within the tribe's 14-county jurisdiction to receive health care. Here are some upcoming Native events in Oklahoma. There will be an honor dance for Joe Mobese Cross next Saturday, April 6th, at the Norman Public Library, starting with Caddo traditional dances at 1 p.m. and a meal served at 4:30 p.m. This is sponsored by the Cross, Redcorn, and Wilson families. Everyone is welcome. There will be a women's leadership conference next Saturday, April 6th, at the College of the Muscogee Nation in Okmulgee. Keynote speakers are Shara Giles, the Oklahoma Federation of Indian Women's Woman of the Year, and Gloria Aniko, the OFIW's Mother of the Year. The American Indian Leadership Youth Council of Broken Bow Schools is having its 17th annual spring powwow next Saturday at the McCurtain County Sports Complex. It begins at 11 a.m. with a stickball game, gourd dancing at 1 p.m., supper at 5, and grand entry at 6:30 p.m., and there will be contests. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.